A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Mem Gimel, Baba Metzia 43a, pagination is 85, starting from the top line, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Hamafkid Mos Eitzel Shulchani. If a person entrusts money to a money changer, and the Mishnah will tell us at the end of the Mishnah that according to one opinion, which is the way we paskin, Chenvani Kashulchani, a merchant, a grocer, has the same halacha as the money changer. These are people who it's common for them to need money, and when you entrust it to them, it's understood that they're allowed to use it, and they have the status of a borrower on the money, unless you do something to make it clear that you don't want them to spend it. And so the Mishnah says, Im tsururim, if they are bundled, lo yishtamish bahen, you're not allowed to use them. Lefikachim avdu eino chayiv ba'achrayuson. And therefore, if it gets lost, the person who is entrusted with it is not obligated to pay for it. We're talking about lost in a way that there was no negligence. And that's the case of Shomer Chinam. He has no benefit from this money, and he's therefore not going to be liable, as a Shomer Chinam is not liable by Geneva Va'aveda. Mutarim, however, if you left the money untied, Yishtamish Bahin, you do have permission to use the money. Lefikichim avdu chayiv ba'achriyusan, and therefore, if it gets lost, the person is liable for it because he has the status of a shomer sachar, a paid watchman. Where is the payment? The Gemara will explain with that benefit that if he wants to use it, he could use it. He has money on hand. This is related to what we did in the last session, that money on hand is the way to go because you have the ability to invest in something if it presents itself. That makes him a shomer sachar. If he actually uses the money, then he becomes a love, and he's a borrower, and he's going to be liable even for onsen, even for things totally beyond his control, because at that point the money becomes his, and what he owes back is not the tangible money, but rather the value. So he has to figure out how to return the value. So again, if he's not allowed to use it, he's a shomer chinam, an unpaid watchman. If he's allowed to use it but did not yet use it, he's a shomer sachar. If he uses it, he's a shoel, or a love, he's a person who owes back value, and whatever happens to the tangible is irrelevant to this relationship. Eitzel balabayis, if the money was entrusted to a homeowner, bein tsururim, bein mutarim, lo yishtamish bahem, he has no business spending the money, using the money, even if it wasn't tied with an indication that you're not supposed to. Lefikach im avdu eino chayiv ba'achrayuson, and therefore if it's lost in a way that is no negligent claim on him, then he's not obligated to pay for it. Chenvani kebal habayis, divi Reb Meir. Reb Meir says a storekeeper is like a balabayis and he's not allowed to use it. But the way we paskin is Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Chenvani kashulchani, a grocer, a store owner, is like a shulchani, like a money changer. He needs access to money, and therefore the working assumption, unless you tied it specifically, is that he's going to be allowed to use it. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara asks, Mishum ditzurudin lo yishtamesh b'hem, simply because the money is bundled, you're not allowed to use it. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yehuda, but tsururim v'chasumim shanu. It's talking that it was tied and sealed. It was clear that it was bundled in a very specific way. You weren't supposed to tamper with the seal. Rav Mari Omar, Rav Mari says, Bekesha Meshuna, if it's an unusual knot, then you're not allowed to undo it to use the money, because he's indicated that he wants you just to guard it like a safe deposit box and not use it like a banker. Ika da Amri, others say, Boi Rav Mari. Rav Mari asked this case as a question. Kesha Meshuna Mai. What happens if it was tied in an unusual way? And the answer was, Teiku, let the question stand. It's a valid question. We're not sure how to rule. Now, if you're not sure how to rule, will he become a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sachar? It stands to reason that if we're not sure what you're allowed to do with the money, you're not going to be allowed to use the money. So de facto, you're not going to be able to use the money because you're not sure what the intent was. And therefore, presumably, you remain a Shomer Chinam because you're not able to use the money. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Tzadi Beis Zayin, it's brought that even if it's a kesher mishuna, you would be restricted from using the money, although one can argue that we're paskening like the first lashon of Rav Mari, who was definitive. Kesher mishuna is the same as sealed. Alternatively, like we're describing, it's possible, even like the Ika da Amri with the Teiku, they would also reach the same conclusion. He's not allowed to touch the money because this question has not been resolved, and we can't tell you that you could undo the knot and use the money, and you end up not being able to use the money, and therefore a Shomer Chinam. Let's skip three lines. In the beginning of the line, we continue with the opinion of Rav Nachman, which is the way we paskin. Rav Nachman Omar Ne'en Sulo. Rav Nachman says that if you didn't use the money and an accident happened, something beyond your control, you would not be obligated. Because if you didn't use the money, even if you're allowed to use the money, you have not yet become the lova, the borrower of the money. At this point, you're still a shomer. What type of shomer? A shomer sachar. Drop down three lines. Rav Nachman explains his opinion. In the middle of the line, Be'ahu hano'a, with that benefit, De'i misrami le'zivina de'ispa ravcha, if a purchase that has good benefit would present itself, Zavan Behu, he would be able to use this money to make the purchase. Hava Alayu Shomer Sachar, that turns him into a paid watchman because of that benefit. Let's skip to the next line, and we have a case that follows the reasoning of Rav Nachman. Hamafkid Mos Etzel Shulchani, a person who's a gizbor, he's in charge of mammon money of Hektish of the Beis HaMikdash. He entrusts the money to a money changer, and it's going to follow the same rules. Im tsururim, if it's bundled, lo yishtamish bahem, the money changer has no business opening the bundle and using it. And therefore, this caretaker, this gizbar, who entrusted the money to the money changer, did not invite him to use the money, and therefore did not violate anything as far as this money goes in terms of using it for a different purpose. Lefikach im hotzi, and therefore if the money changer decided to use it, lo mo'ala gizbar, the gizbar did not violate this holy money. Ve'im mutarim, but if it is untied, so then when you entrust it to a money changer, you're inviting him to use it. Yishtamish bahem, he's allowed to use it. Lefikach im hotzi mo'al hagizbar, and therefore if the money was used, then the gizbar is the one who's in violation because he invited this other person to use the money. Again, if it's bundled, can't use, Shomer Chinam. If it's not bundled, he could use, he's a Shomer Sachar. If he actually uses it, then he becomes a Love, a borrower, and he's obligated, even if an ones, an accident beyond his control, occurs to this physical money, because his obligation, once he uses it, becomes value. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.